The Book of Amos, Chapter 1. The words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Yasharel in the days of Uzziahu, king of Yehuda, and in the days of Yeravam, the son of Joash, king of Yasharel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, Yahuwah will roar from Zion, and utter his voice from Yerushalayim. And the habitations of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither. Thus says Yahuwah, for 3 transgressions of Damascus, and for 4 I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron. But I will send a fire into the house of Kazel, which shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will break also the bar of Damascus, and cut off the inhabitant from the plain of Aven, and him that holds the scepter from the house of Eden. And the people of Aram shall go into captivity into Kir, says Yahuwah. Thus says Yahuwah, for 3 transgressions of Gaza, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour the palaces thereof. And I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod, and him that holds the scepter from Ashkelon, and I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistine shall perish, says Adonai Yahuwah. Thus says Yahuwah, for 3 transgressions of Tyre, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom, and remembered not the brotherly covenant. But I will send a fire on the wall of Tyre, which shall devour the palaces thereof. Thus says Yahuwah, for 3 transgressions of Edom, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he did pursue his brother with the sword, and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. But I will send a fire upon Teman, which shall devour the palaces of Batra. Thus says Yahuwah, for 3 transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have ripped up the women with child of Gilead, that they might enlarge their border. But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour the palaces thereof, with shouting in the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind. And their king shall go into captivity, he and his princes together, says Yahuwah. Chapter 2. Thus says Yahuwah, for 3 transgressions of Moab, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. But I will send a fire unto Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kerioth. And Moab shall die with tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of the shofar. And I will cut off the judge from the midst thereof, and will slay all the princes thereof with him, says Yahuwah. Thus says Yahuwah, for 3 transgressions of Yehuda, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have despised the Torah of Yahuwah, and have not guarded his commandments, and their lies cause them to err, after the which their fathers have walked. But I will send a fire upon Yehuda, and it shall devour the palaces of Yerushalayim. Thus says Yahuwah, for 3 transgressions of Yasharel, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes, that pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek, and a man and his father will go in unto the same maid, to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down upon clothes laid to pledge by every altar, and they drank the wine of the condemned in the house of their Elohim. Yet destroyed I the Amori before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks, yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his roots from beneath. Also I brought you up from the land of Mitzrayim, and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amori. And I raised up of your sons for prophets, and of your young men for Nazarim. Is it not even thus, O ye children of Yasharel, says Yahuwah? But ye gave the Nazarim wine to drink, and commanded the prophets, saying, prophesy not. Behold, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. Therefore the flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong shall not strengthen his force, neither shall the mighty deliver himself. neither shall he stand that handles the bow, and he that is swift of foot shall not deliver himself, neither shall he that rides the horse deliver himself. And he that is courageous among the mighty shall flee away naked in that day, says Yahuwah. Chapter 3. Hear this word that Yahuwah has spoken against you, O children of Yasharel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Mitzrayim, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for at all your iniquities. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a shofar be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city, and Yahuwah has not done it? Surely Adonai Yahuwah will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants the prophets. The lion has roared, who will not fear? Adonai Yahuwah has spoken, who can but prophesy? Publish in the palaces at Ashdod, and in the palaces in the land of Mitzrayim, and say, Assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. For they know not to do right, says Yahuwah, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore thus says Adonai Yahuwah, An adversary there shall be even round about the land, and he shall bring down your strength from you, and your palaces shall be spoiled. Thus says Yahuwah, As the shepherd takes out of the mouth of the lion two legs, or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Yasharel be taken out that dwell in Samaria, in the corner of a bed, and in Damascus, in a couch. Hear ye and testify in the house of Yaakov, says Adonai Yahuwah, the Elohai Sevaot, that in the day that I shall visit the transgressions of Yasharel upon him, I will also visit the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. And I will smite the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, says Yahuwah. Chapter 4. Hear this word, ye kine of Bashan, that are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their Adonai, Bring, and let us drink. Adonai Yahuwah has sworn by his holiness, that lo, the days shall come upon you, that he will take you away with hooks, and your posterity in fishing boats. And ye shall go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her, and ye shall cast them into the palace, says Yahuwah. Come to Bethel and transgress, at Gilgal multiply transgression, and bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this likes you, O ye children of Yasharel, says Adonai Yahuwah. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have you not returned unto me, says Yahuwah. And also I have withheld the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, says Yahuwah. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew. When your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them. Yet have ye not returned unto me, says Yahuwah. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Mitzrayim. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses. And I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, says Yahuwah. I have overthrown some of you as Elohim overthrew Sedom and Amorah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet have ye not returned unto me, says Yahuwah. Therefore thus will I do unto you, O Yasharel, and because I will do this unto you, prepare to meet your Elohim, O Yasharel. For lo, he that forms the mountains and creates the wind, and declares unto man what is his thought, that makes the morning darkness, and treads upon the high places of the earth, Yahuwah, the Elohai Sevaot, is his name. Chapter 5. Hear ye this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Yasharel. The virgin of Yasharel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land. There is none to raise her up. For thus says Adonai Yehuah, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 shall leave 10 to the house of Yasharel. For thus says Yehuah unto the house of Yasharel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek Yehuah, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Yosef and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that makes the seven stars and Orion and turns the shadow of death into the morning and makes the day dark with night, that calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the face of the earth. Yehuah is his name. That strengthens the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoiled shall come against the fortress. They hate him that rebukes in the gate, and they abhor him that speaks uprightly. For as much therefore as your treading is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live, and so Yehuah, the Elohai Sevaot, shall be with you as ye have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that Yehuah Elohai Sevaot will be gracious unto the remnant of Yosef. Therefore Adonai, the Elohai Sevaoth, Adonai says thus, wailing shall be in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas, and they shall call the husbandmen to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing. And in all vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through you, says Yehuah. Woe unto you that desired the day of Yehuah! To what end is it for you? The day of Yehuah is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion, and a bear met him, or went into the house, and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of Yehuah be darkness, and not light, even very dark, and no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me ascending smoke offerings in your oblations, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your viols. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Yasharel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch, and Shayun your images, the star of your Elohim, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, says Yehuah, whose name is the Elohai Sevaot. Chapter 6. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion, and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations, to whom the house of Yasharel came. Pass ye unto Calneh, and see, and from thence go ye to Hamath the Great, then go down to Gath of the Philistine. Be they better than these kingdoms, or their border greater than your border? Ye that put far away the evil day, and cause the seat of violence to come near, that lie upon beds of ivory, and stretch themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the flock, and the calves out of the midst of the stall, that chant to the sound of the viol, and invent to themselves instruments of music, like David, that drink wine in bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Yosef. Therefore now shall they go captive with the first that go captive, and the banquet of them that stretch themselves shall be removed. Adonai Yehuah has sworn by himself, says Yehuah the Elohai Sevaot, I abhor the excellency of Yaakov, and hate his palaces. Therefore will I deliver up the city with all that is therein. And it shall come to pass, if there remain 10 men in one house, that they shall die. And a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burns him to bring out the bones out of the house, and shall say unto him that is by the sides of the house, Is there yet any with you? And he shall say, No. Then shall he say, Hold your tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of Yahuwah. For behold, Yahuwah commands, and he will smite the great house with breaches, and the little house with clefts. Shall horses run upon the rock? Will one plow there with oxen? For ye have turned judgment into gall, and the fruit of righteousness into hemlock. Ye which rejoice in a thing of naught, which say, Have we not taken to us horns by our own strength? But behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Yasharel, says Yahuwah the Elohai Sevaot, and they shall afflict you from the entering in of Kamath unto the river of the wilderness. Chapter 7. Thus has Adonai Yahuwah showed unto me, and behold, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth, and lo, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. And it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Adonai Yahuwah, forgive, I beseech you, by whom shall Yaakov arise, for he is small. Yahuwah repented for this, it shall not be, says Yahuwah. Thus has Adonai Yahuwah showed unto me, and behold, Adonai Yahuwah called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and did eat up a part. Then said I, O Adonai Yahuwah, cease, I beseech you, by whom shall Yaakov arise, for he is small. Yahuwah repented for this. This also shall not be, says Adonai Yahuwah. Thus he showed me, and behold, Adonai stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And Adonai said unto me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, A plumb line. Then said Adonai, Behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Yasharel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the high places of Yitzhak shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Yasharel shall be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Yerevam with the sword. Then Amatsayu, the priest of Bethel, sent to Yerevam, king of Yasharel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Yasharel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos says, Yerevam shall die by the sword, and Yasharel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Also Amatsayu said unto Amos, O you seer, go, flee away into the land of Yehuda, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Then answered Amos, and said to Amatsayu, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And Yahuwah took me as I followed the flock, and Yahuwah said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Yasharel. Now therefore hear you the word of Yahuwah. You say, Prophesy not against Yasharel, and drop not your word against the house of Yitzhak. Therefore thus says Yahuwah, Your woman shall be a harlot in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be divided by line, and you shall die in a polluted land, and Yasharel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land. Chapter 8. Thus has Adonai Yahuwah showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, A basket of summer fruit. Then said Yahuwah unto me, The end is come upon my people of Yasharel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, says Adonai Yahuwah. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, When will the new month be gone, that we may sell grain, and the Shabbat, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small, and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit? That we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat? Yahuwah has sworn by the excellency of Yaakov, Surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn that dwells therein? And it shall rise up wholly as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Mitzrayim. And it shall come to pass in that day, says Adonai Yahuwah, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in a clear day. And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of a beloved son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, says Adonai Yahuwah, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing at the words of Yahuwah. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of Yahuwah, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. They that swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, Your Elohim, O Dan, lives, and the manor of Beersheba lives, even they shall fall and never rise up again. Chapter 9. I saw Adonai standing upon the altar, and he said, Smite the lintel of the door, that the posts may shake, and cut them in the head, all of them, and I will slay the last of them with the sword. He that flees of them shall not flee away, and he that escapes of them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into Sheol, thence shall my hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. And though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out thence. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, thence will I command the sword, and it shall slay them. And I will set my eyes upon them for evil and not for good. And Adonai Yahuwah Sevaot is he that touches the land, and it shall melt, and all that dwell therein shall mourn, and it shall rise up wholly like a flood, and shall be drowned as by the flood of Mitzrayim. It is he that builds his stories in the heavens, and has founded his troop in the earth, he that calls for the waters of the sea, and pours them out upon the face of the earth. Yahuwah is his name. Are ye not as children of the Cushaim unto me, O children of Yasharel? Says Yahuwah, have not I brought up Yasharel out of the land of Mitzrayim, and the Philistine from Kaphtor, and the Aramim from Kir? Behold, the eyes of Adonai Yahuwah are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Yaakov, says Yahuwah. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Yasharel among all nations, like as grain is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, The evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. That they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen, which are called by my name, says Yahuwah that does this. Behold, the days come, says Yahuwah, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Yasharel, and they shall build the waste cities, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens, and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, says Yahuwah Elohaka.